that you know there are stars in your eyes that I couldn't help but notice. I wanna take this time to approach, but you took me by surprise and you already noticed. So won't you throw me up a sign? My heart is on the line, I need you to be mine. And I just want you here with me. So baby, if you please,
you want to come closer to me. Cause I got everything you want, I got everything you need. Oh, ooh.
I need to be the one to tell you, baby, the only one to save me. I've been thinking lately that I've been waiting here for the taking. So go ahead and make me, I just wanna taste it. You got me down on my knees. I travel overseas to give you what you need. And I just want you here with me. So baby, if you please,
won't you come closer to me? Cause I got everything you want, I got everything you need.
Yeah, I know we can make it out alive. We took a turn, it ain't no rush, no fighting fuss. I'm from the city where they bust the federalists, they don't trust. Look at me and you don't judge. Took in peace, you my release. We took in love, my mother and my father's son. They told me, well, don't kiss and tell. My baby, girl, let's travel. Well, baby, ain't no rush, you know we can take it slowly. Patience is a passion, I know that you really know me.
Closer to me, I got everything you want. Ooh, I got everything you need. Oh, won't you come closer to me? Cause I got everything you want, I got everything you need. Oh,
little darling, I admire what you're doing and I see what you're working with. So I just wanna please you, and I know that you're the one that I can be with. I'm not one to say shit, I know I'm your favorite. So we can get out of this place, no time to be complacent. This love's amazing, and with your style and your grace, I just wanna love you in a thousand different ways.
It's evident I love you, baby. Just the way I like it,
with a few hash
browns. Cause every day with you feels just like the weekend.
And when it gets to seven,
when it gets to morning,
you take me straight to heaven. By the time it's eight, don't hesitate.
Closer to me.
I hear you.
I'm here.
Yeah. Don't start with that.
No bullshit already, man. It's gonna be
closer,
what it was.
Closer. Further.
Crew Season Podcast. We'll be back again. It's episode 150.
150.
God damn me.
150.
Ciento
cincuenta.
Damn.
Ciento cincuenta.
We all over the place.
Literally. Ciento. Kenny T is in the building. Y'all. OT is in the building.
Don't check me. Check on the motherfucking kids.
Got me. Stupid ass.
Do it.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, man. It's another episode of Crew Season Podcast, man. Y'all boys doing, man? Everybody good?
Good tonight.
Glad to be back.
Goddamn me.
Whole gang here.
Cooking.
Damn.
We cooking?
Yeah, I'm ready.
feeling like prime time, feeling like the world has been waiting on our next move. But our next move will be one of our greatest moves. Y'all just don't know it yet, and y'all gonna follow suit, goddamn me.
Patreon. We got something for y'all coming.
Goddamn me.
Facts. While we was gone, a lot of interesting things happened. Interesting things. I'm tongue tied already. Jesus Christ. There was a guy. This video's viral. Attempted to go out on a date with a young lady, and she stood him up. And he got on this camera, and after she stood him up, he had to eat a whole meal by himself, and he had a couple of things to say. Now don't do that.
Don't do that.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, because dude was a gentleman, man.
Hold on. They got to eat a whole meal.
Yeah, the whole meal.
I'd have got my shit to go.
He sat there. He waited on. He yelled, "I hope."
Nah, I'd have got my meal to go. She 10 minutes late. You done?
Okay, they don't want me to be talking to. Found somebody else to talk to. Being like, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
All right, we're gonna go on and play the video, man, and we're gonna get y'all reaction. All right. His plight.
So I just left a restaurant after waiting 30 minutes for a date to show up, and apparently I got stood up. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm trying to do everything right to be a gentleman. I brought flowers. I've been consistent talking with this girl for 2 weeks, trying to get to know what she likes, what she doesn't like. I made plans. I picked the restaurant, the day and the time. You know, I've done everything to be just the kind of guy that would value somebody's time. Like, I'm just looking for my person. I'm just looking for the one that, I guess, he's out there for me. I mean, I want to be somebody's husband someday, father. I'm trying to do everything that's right, and I just get stood up. Like, my feelings didn't even matter. Sitting there eating a meal by myself and realizing that nobody even cares about people anymore. Like, Elliot dating shouldn't even be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard to find somebody. It shouldn't be this difficult to fall in love, to be kind to one another. Like, what? Ladies, tell me, what did I do wrong?
He said, tell him, what did he do wrong, fellas?
Hey, man.
Now, he tried to go out and had his date with this young lady. She stood him up. She didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
Left my man, you know, befuddled.
Mm-hmm.
As to how she could do him, like, they waited 30 minutes at the restaurant, and then he got up out of there and went to another restaurant to eat, man. What did he do wrong, man?
Man, look, in L.A., baby. You're in L.A. You're in fairy tale land.
Pick your nuts up, nigga.
I can't say that, bro.
You don't put that on camera.
Smooth with sympathy?
You don't put that on camera.
You all right?
I'm with sympathy.
You
on
don't
that,
put
bro.
That on camera.
You feeling all right
because
today?
You gotta realize, bro, every dude can't be lit.
You don't put that on camera.
And he know his lane. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. But
I understand that.
That's that TikTok
too,
shit that the women do.
Okay, I feel that.
You shouldn't
too.
Do that as no man.
I feel that.
Crying on
you
camera,
you gotta take the L in silence, dog. Or invite somebody else. That's when you get outside your comfort zone. Eat the meal by yourself. That's fine. People eat by themselves.
But you gotta realize you can look at him, bro. He ain't got that type of confidence. You get what I'm saying? And it's gonna take somebody pouring in him to give him that type of confidence. He'll never have that by himself. No matter what he do, you can just tell off the way he dressed, how he carried himself a little bit. Stand up, brother. Can't hate.
That nigga's a loser.
Hey, stand up, brother.
No, I'm
can't
joking.
Call him.
I'm joking.
This
is the viewer's
titty. Titty's back. Titty's back. Let me out, dog.
This is a goop.
That's why he ain't see it coming. One eye going one direction, the other one looking cross-eyed ass. The nigga ain't know what the fuck was happening to him.
Let me out, dog.
I'm joking.
Let me out, dog.
I'm joking.
Let me out.
Kenny's sleeping. Kenny's sleeping.
I'm joking.
He's sleepy.
I'm joking.
He had too many drinks.
Let me out, dog.
He had too many drinks.
I'm joking.
Nigga said he couldn't see it.
Nigga ain't see the size. Ain't no way you ain't see the size.
July.
Oh shit.
July for what?
Holy shit.
You hop on the fucking internet and wanna be all, oh, what am I doing wrong? You got stood up. It is what it is.
Man. Kenny, you ever got stood up?
Oh man.
Yeah, I done got stood up.
And what did you do after that?
I ate my fucking food where I went to go and I had a good time. It ain't no shit. Shit happens whenever you go on a date. Sometimes, you know, women don't want to. They didn't change their mind. They don't want to go out. Just like I done stood people up before. Hey, you know, I said I want to go out to eat. You know what? Never mind. I didn't want to go. I had a long day.
I no longer felt like it.
I no longer felt like it. And if they realize that, hey, that ain't the one for them, so be it. I'm not about to sit on the fucking internet and cry about it. Or show my emotions. I understand. He's an emotional man. He's not as lit as most men, I guess you say. But you don't go on the internet and exposing yourself to certain shit like that. Mm. You don't go on the internet and say, this is my vulnerable state. To me, if I was a woman and I was dating that man, if anything negative happened, I'm going to think that he going to go on the internet and expose it that way.
I feel that too.
That's how I'm going to feel. Just like if I was dating a woman and anything negative happened, she going on the internet and expose it that way. I'm going to feel like whenever something bad happened in our relationship, she going to expose it on the internet. And I'm not with that.
You're getting cut.
I'm not with that. Just take that L. Say, hey, well, she didn't show up 30 minutes later. At least I picked the spot that I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. Like I've been saying the whole time, I'm going to pick a spot that I like eating at.
Yeah.
I know what the price is, and I'm going to go eat there. And if you show up, you do. If you don't, oh, well, I'm still going to have a good time.
And if you're 20 minutes late, don't come sit at this table. The date is been canceled.
You know, you 30 minutes late. Hey, I'm going to hit you up and say, oh, you 30 minutes late? Okay, cool. Understand? You already not prioritizing my time.
Mm-hmm. Right. You canceled.
Two checks.
I know somebody that I grew up with, and shockingly, I know this is rare, but his wife was 30 minutes late on their very first date, and he charged up about it.
Well, don't even mention it.
But they married.
Don't even mention it.
It's one of the rare few.
We not doing
rare.
We not doing rare occasions. Right. We not doing
fellas. Right if now. She 30 minutes late, she was with her other dude planning on taking an extra plate home. That's how you gotta that look at
nuts,
it.
Nuts, man.
You know what I mean? So yeah, but.
30 minutes late with no call, no text is nuts,
bro.
Yeah, I mean, you can't sit on there and be like, man, what am I doing wrong? You ain't did nothing wrong. You did what you was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep, facts.
And she just ain't show up. Mm-hmm. She just wasn't the one for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And be cool with that.
She was out of your league.
No, you was out of her league. Mm-hmm. She wasn't out of your league. You was out of her league.
Yep, because he was a gentleman.
I'm not taking that. No, if I plan everything and you ain't show up, I'm out of your league. That's what I understand. You're not ready for that.
Come on.
Cool, and I'm going to move on, and I'm going to do it that way.
And they talking about they want accountability.
Wait, I'm about, but
they want a man.
Crying on the end of this. Crazy.
Yes.
I'm looking one direction, the other direction, same time. You already fucked up.
We're not doing that.
You already
that
had.
That is Kenny only.
No, it ain't.
My nigga had everybody some flowers with him.
Everybody seen
my nigga had some flowers with him. He could have gave it to another young lady. Talked to her. I mean,
giving another chick flowers you bought for another chick is crazy.
She wouldn't know.
But I mean, what is she allergic to though?
That's prime. That's, you know, yeah. That's you already out your comfort zone, obviously.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
You might as well. Flowers, you might as well go ahead and jump out there. Like, you know what?
How worse can it get?
I'm at the bar. I see a beautiful chick. Hey, these flowers, you know, I was here on a date, you know, it didn't go so well, but I see you're a beautiful lady, and
I wouldn't mention that date.
Because she's going to look at you, too.
She's going to look at you.
I see why we backed up.
You might think that way, but women are very sympathetic.
That's true.
Feel for niggas that are
but I wouldn't have said that.
No.
I'd have said some player shit.
K-Zine like, the draws
hey,
like that.
That's player shit. You honest.
I'd have said some player shit. I'd have said some player shit.
Y'all ain't let me finish the goddamn game.
You already lost.
Nigga, look at me. And look at y'all.
I'm looking at him. Obviously, I can look at him. I'm about to
give y'all some flowers. Y'all keep on playing with me.
If we know
why do we do it?
Yo, I'd have said some player shit like, look, I knew I was going to meet the chick at the bar that was beautiful here. Some flowers or something. You know what I'm saying? I'd have turned that shit around.
And you the second option.
Well, see, he didn't say she got stood up. He said the date didn't go as I planned.
Yeah, that's, I didn't say I got stood up, but see, that's the problem with y'all.
I'm going to say that later.
That's the problem with you niggas.
Shut up.
I got stood up, so here's some flowers for you instead.
You would have never said that.
I said they didn't go as planned, but you're a beautiful young lady, and I have these flowers to give you. Yeah, I think you just,
so you know, lied to her.
She is beautiful. What? That's, how's that a lie?
You just vulnerable at the moment.
I'd have lied to her.
Oh my God.
Shallow hell.
So you gonna give one flower to an ugly ass?
Definitely not.
Well then, right. So where did I lie at? Tell me where I lied at when I said she's a beautiful.
So
you're
gonna sit at the bar just holding the flowers, looking around till you find.
You already got the goddamn flowers. What the hell you gonna do with them?
How long you gonna hold on to
them? Until I see somebody that I want to talk to.
Yeah. What?
When I see somebody that approached the bar, that's at the bar, and I think they cute, I'm going to give them the flowers and spit some cold-ass game. But everybody ain't got game like Smooth. Yeah, that's why I'm out the game early. You know what I'm saying? But if you need some coaching, Tuesday and Thursday, I need some
coaching. Yes, I'm opening up classes. $100
out. I thought they canceled that class. Had a negative 2% success rate.
Success rate was at 1,000. Nigga tried to give me 10 stars. Oh, he was upset and only had 5.
Man, look, I think, you know, this is an example, man, that, you know, again, just like y'all said, sometimes you can do everything right, and mm-hmm. it still ain't enough, man. Mm-mm. Y'all just not compatible. Y'all not on the same page. She don't view you as highly as you view her, or vice versa. But, again, that don't mean that you get down on yourself. That mean that you just take notes, analyze what went wrong, and then going forward, we're going to make some adjustments, whatever that may be. But, you know, everybody got shit to work on. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect, regardless of how lit they are. Because, again, this shit is about tiers. He may be lit to a certain group of women, and another group of women may look at him like he a low-level, you know what I'm saying, as dude. So it's all proportional at the end of the day, but we always got something to work on. But in terms of that, like getting stood up, I mean, that's outside your control, big dog. Like he said, they've been talking for weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that was plenty of time to get to know each other. They talking every day, setting up the date. You thinking, okay, everything cool. Mm-hmm. And then it get to the day of the date and she don't come. I mean, ain't nothing you can do about that.
I got a feeling she showed up and looked at him from across the room and said, and left.
I got a feeling that happened.
Nigga said, where you at? You looking around?
Hey, I guarantee you, bro. Nah, I guarantee you, bro. I wish the girl had enough.
Get somebody else to come on.
So she swung through ballet and seen him through the window and
masked off. I'm telling you, she walked in, seen him from afar, and was like, nah. Now, the pictures is what they is. And then I'm telling you,
it happens.
But I mean, in this era, 2 weeks of talking, you would think they'd be on FaceTime at least once.
No, nah, but still, I know somebody.
2 weeks of talking?
I know somebody that said the dude pulled up in valet, he got out the whip, had a nice whip. Mm-hmm. But he got out the whip, he wasn't the height that she liked, and she dipped out of the whip.
There we go. See what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, bro, it be shit like that, bro. So I guarantee you that girl was in that first building.
Wherever he ate at and wherever he scheduled that, she walked in, seen him, and was like, nah, this ain't what I signed up for. And
damn. That be fucked up.
That's tough.
And it's a cold game, but people do it, bro. Trust me. People do that shit.
I mean, some women have to do that because sometimes men can't take rejection.
You know what I'm saying?
True, too. That's true.
Well, he'd be like, hey, you know what? What's wrong with me? You're very nice young man, but you're not the one for me. And nigga didn't flip the switch.
He go crazy. I get it.
Flip the switch.
I get it.
Bitch, I done took off my flowers. I did everything we talked about in the messages, and you just don't think.
That's true.
You know, That's true.
You got very passionate. I get you. Kenny, what's the worst way you done stood somebody up?
Damn.
Wait a minute.
You got real specific.
The worst, man. I don't stand people.
Tell me about a time.
Well, you just dogged the chick out.
I just say I forgot.
Damn.
I've been working.
I went to sleep.
I'm tired. I know I said we had this date planned then, but you know, I'm tired.
He said that was today.
Got all dressed up.
Look, if it's dealing with me, I'm at least give you 2 hours in advance to say I ain't showing up.
Mm. Oh, that's fair.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair.
I ain't gonna let you show up nowhere and be like, oh, you know what? I forgot all about it.
Right.
I'm gonna give you 2 hours in advance. I'm tired. I ain't showing up. Even if I ain't tired. I'm tired. I ain't showing up. I'm gonna give you that at least grace. I hope you give me that same grace. But if you don't, you don't. But
She went in there to see what she was working with and he wasn't working enough, so.
Huh?
Go get you a better haircut.
No, she's talking about the girl that pulled up to her old boy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. He just need a better haircut. Take that damn shirt off, throw that in the trash, burn it.
He put some bass in his voice.
Or just find another woman that he's compatible to. Yeah, I mean, just don't change. I mean,
but still, you still gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta look the part. You know, you ain't gotta be the part, but you still gotta look. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how much
enticing and all that. Hey, man, get you a better fade. Go get you a better fade. Goddamn me.
Deeper
get
you voice.
You can't change his voice.
You can't change your voice. But a better fade to do you
can't
right.
Have no light ass voice.
Some better glasses.
Argue with your woman.
And make sure when you're wearing them type of glasses, get you two set of glasses. Regular work glasses or whatever you do for a living, and outside glasses. And with the outside glasses need to be Gucci, Prada, or something to where it shows, hey, I carry myself well even though I have an eye problem. You know what I'm saying, me? What else? And make sure you smell good. I don't want to. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
You can't cover up one of his eyes. Is going but I'm just saying. Direction.
Make all sure right. You smell good at all times and get what? You some wordplay in.
What?
Make sure
somebody you funny. Coming.
I guarantee you that'll work, bro.
He seen one side of it coming, the other side was man, still lazy.
His appearance wasn't too bad. It's just what he had on and how his hair was looking, bro. Like the
that's what.
I'm saying it in a way to where it was things that was fixable. You get what I'm saying? I can see if it wasn't fixable.
But
it was
date.
Things that was fixable.
The two major things you need to do on a date is get a fresh haircut.
Yeah.
And dress well.
Yeah, you need that edge popping, my nigga. You need to smell good. And that shirt need to be right. You get what I'm saying?
Like, well, he did get an edge up.
Nah, it wasn't the fade. Though.
I don't know if they use clippers to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
all right, now.
That's real.
Y'all ain't finna play me. And then y'all like, every time I say something, y'all wanna play me.
You seen this lie? Come on, dog.
Hey, I'm just
you
saying.
You seen the man lying, dog.
Yeah, I was just looking. I was looking at him in his totality, bro. It's a lot of stuff on him that he can fix, bro, and be more appealing, bro.
We should reach out to him and coach him.
That's it.
Yep, for a fee.
See, you can't help the black man out. You gotta charge the black man.
No, I can't help him out.
We're trying to help him out. He might, you know, got somebody out there for him.
I'm a busy man.
That's all I'm saying, bro. I just gave him the game. If he get somebody send this to him, hey, man, bro, go get you a nice barber. Don't get no bullshit barber yourself. Tape a fade, my dog. Goddamn me. Get you some fly ass. Even if you gotta go to a cat that you think is fly, you know, get women that ask him about clothes and shit, bro. Like, you need to get your shit together as far as that aspect.
He looked like he had on like a button down.
That button down was trash.
Dang.
Trash. I'd have never put that. They burn that.
They in Miami.
He in LA.
Oh, LA.
Damn. I'd never put that shit on.
You probably dressed.
He'd have been better. He'd have been.
He had on some slacks and some.
He'd have been better with a polo.
I would love to see the profile picture of the girl that he was trying to.
Ooh, that'd have been filthy. That'd have been filthy.
That might be a little.
I would love to see that.
That might be a little. That's key. I think so.
What?
So do you think? You think she was out of?
I just read.
What if she was? But what if she was trash?
I read something where they were saying something.
What if she was trash?
They were saying some restaurants were. Posing as some profiles to get people to come to the restaurant and then sticking them up.
What? Like
making them come sit at the bar to where they pay for drinks and stuff. But
so it could have been instances like that.
To get traffic in
LA?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a cold game. Get your ass out of LA. If they doing that, get your ass out of LA, man. You understand? Go to San Diego or something.
That's crazy.
You know what this nigga be doing?
My bad, fellas. I got the OCD, man. Camera got to be right.
But if that's true, what you just said, bro, with the
that's
like
wild.
Standing men up to get them like to that. Go to that restaurant, bro, to spend some bread, that's bogus on the owner and all that shit. And if it's black people involved, my dog, bro, you bogus against your own people, bro.
You bogus, man. That's just crazy.
Prayers to all parties. At that point, they probably just trying to get the bread. They don't care who it is.
That's bogus, dog. I don't care how much somebody offered me, bro. I ain't doing that. Nah.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Speaking of help, y'all was speaking about helping the black man out. There was a clip that was speaking to men's fear, especially in our community, to reach out and ask for help.
Mm.
Play the clip, man. See what y'all got to say about it.
Black men who are not famous, who are not legends, who are not icons like yourself, we don't talk.
We ain't allowed to show no weakness, brother. And that's one of the most traumatic things in the world. A black man that might actually need some help. He might really need some help. It's challenging for for you to even bring yourself to a place of comfort to call someone to tell them that you really need some help and ask for it and not be afraid that somebody is going to take that situation that you're going through and exploit that to embarrass you or humiliate you. So
we walk alone.
You definitely, majority of the time, walk alone.
That's a fact.
Thoughts?
That's a fact.
Damn.
Majority of the time as a black man, you do walk alone. And that's a treacherous role, especially if you're trying to build something, you coming from a family or nothing, bro. Yeah. You ain't got time to complain. You ain't got time to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, have any vulnerable spots, even when shit happen and you want to cry, you want to break down, you want to tell somebody what's going on. You don't want them, you know, potentially using that against you. Goddamn me. All that type, bro. It is tough being a black man, bro. They tell you to provide and go do all this shit for your family. Also stay in shape. Goddamn me. Also be a people person. Also know when to be tough, bro. It's a lot of shit that you gotta be as a black man, bro. And they tell you don't complain about none of that shit. So hell yeah, I see why a lot of men, man, just be offing they self, bro. A lot of black men, they just be quitting on this shit. Man, fuck this shit. I'm BPW. There's plenty of women out there that's just gonna love a man around, and I ain't gotta do nothing. I understand all this shit, man. So when I see it, I just keep it pushing because I understand the commitment and the pressure that it put on us. And a lot of women they don't get it, and they wonder why they're not married or something. She'll have all these accolades, and she wonder why she can't catch the man that she wants or the man of her dreams because you just simply don't get it. And the moment you get it, that may take to you 40, 50. The moment that part snapping you the way you get it, you get your man, you get your husband, you get the one that you were supposed to be with 20 years ago. So he ain't lying. Everything he said was facts. Your ass complain, boy, they might throw you to the wolves. Have your ass in the group chat.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, I think we kind of enable that as black men because we don't work together enough, man. That for one, and for two, we don't big each other up enough either. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be sitting back watching somebody doing something incredible, but we don't want to reach out and say, hey, bro, you up there cooking, bro. Keep on doing what you're doing, big dog. Something as simple as that, we'll never say it. We'll sit back, we'll watch it, we'll even admire it if you're doing something great, but then see him and then you don't give him that love. You see what I'm saying? Because it stems back to what they said. You know, as a man, we feel like we don't want to look weak. I don't want to look vulnerable. I don't want to say something that somebody could be able to hold over my head later on down the line. And that right there keeps us from reaching our full potential, if we're going to be honest. Yeah. Because it'd be a lot of shit, just like I said in the past segment, that we could work on. Just like, oh boy, we ain't got to stay on that. But I'm saying just dressing, you know, that's where your boys come in handy. Like, hey, bro, that shirt ain't it, big dog. You need to go wear this. Or that haircut ain't it. You need to go wear that. Them shoes, that ain't it. You go do that. You see what I'm saying? But if we was to communicate like that more often, then we would, you know, be better off. But it's just something about it, man. And I don't know. And again, I'm not exempt from it. I be doing it too. I be like, damn, like it's so hard to like network and reach out and stuff like that. Cause I be wanting to, but then I be like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just wait until, you know, it's a mutual situation where we meet and we in the same place or whatever, and then we can kind of chop it up then. But it take a lot for a black man to reach out to somebody and say, hey, I admire what you're doing, and hey, could you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Asking for help. Like, we feel like that's an indictment on our manhood. We ain't no man if we ask somebody for some help. And that's, you know, that's a backwards way of, you know, thinking, man, because a lot of other cultures, man, that they don't even have to ask for the help. They reaching out to each other and helping each other just off the, hey, bro, I'm in this position. Come on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But, you know, or if they get down on one thing, it's a phone call. About, hey, bro, I lost my job, whatever, big dog. You got something hiring over there or something that I can. But, you know, with us, man, you know, bravado, ego, all that stuff.
Black people
pump
fake on that, boy.
Yeah.
Pump fake on that a lot.
Hell yeah.
With other black people in position and shit. Yeah, it's a doggy dog world in our community, man. Especially with the shit that we doing and this shit in this space, bro. Bro, I feel like everybody be hating. You understand me? Everybody just sitting on the sideline waiting for you to make one mistake so they can exploit it. All these type of things. Like you just supposed to be perfect in this space. Like, this shit crazy, bro. This shit is crazy what we gotta deal with. So I can only imagine what that was Busta Rhymes speaking, right?
Right.
I can only imagine what them type of people gotta deal with. You know what I'm saying? I can only imagine all that shit, bro. Like, they gotta hide and they gotta let other people do and trust other people to do shit because they can't even be they self.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking nuts, man. It's nuts to what we gotta go through. And especially with our own people. Our own fucking people, we gotta do that with. We gotta fake and pretend, chuck and jive, and all that shit. And then amongst the people that's around us, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you coming up in this shit, you gotta go get lit somewhere else before them to even acknowledge you. Yeah, they see you, but they don't not acknowledge you in this shit, or they don't support you in this shit. You gotta go be lit. You know what I'm saying? Other places, then your people that you your peers around you that you really fuck with start acknowledging you.
Right, that's facts.
And I think that's fucked up. That's fucked up, man.
And on top of that, to add another layer, the ego of, I can do this on my own and I got to prove myself, or I got to prove to people around me.
Mm.
That's another layer on top of it. So not even from not asking for help, to either whether being scared or it's weak or it's not masculine, whatever you want to call it. But then it's like, nah, I got to prove everyone around me that I can do this.
Right.
I didn't ask for no help. I didn't ask for no handout. So I'd rather, you know, set myself back however many years just to prove that I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I also don't want to hear from anybody how they helped me get there.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what people are afraid to as well. Just getting an extra step or two is like
I'm glad you know,
you
said
you know what I'm
right
saying?
There,
some people
bro.
Be like, you know, I'm the one. He got there because I helped him.
I hate when I hear that.
He stayed on my couch. That's how he got to make X amount of money.
I fucking hate that.
You know what
bro.
I'm saying?
Hey, if I ever helped you, anybody that ever helped, then you came to my DMs and I gave you some love and helped you, my nigga. You ain't never got to worry about me saying that ever. Ever. You ain't never got none of that shit. You ain't even got to tell people I helped you. You get what I'm saying? Because that was what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? If I felt in my heart, in my mind, that you was going to wield it the right way, I was going to help you regardless of who you was.
That was God talking to you.
You get what I'm saying? It was God talking to me. Goddamn, it was the higher power was talking to me and shit. I hear you. It was the higher power was talking to me.
We got him.
To tell me to do this shit. You get what I'm saying? So if I gave you that help, bro, you ain't never got to worry about me being on no interview or no other panel saying, oh, I'm the one put them in position. Oh, we the ones put you. We gave them an opportunity to do that, man. I hate that goofy ass shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's why we as a community don't be coming to each other asking for help or put us in position to do this here. Because people be blasting shit exactly mm-hmm. what you just said. You get what I'm saying? And we all know that play on the man ego and the man pride, man psyche. We all know that. As men, we know that. We understand that. Mm. But you still say that goofy ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And sometimes, and it'd be fucked up because it'd be like, wow, it may be true. Like, that stuff that should stay between us. Like, if I had to give you some extra cash and then you took off, or I paid for your flight and hotel to get to where you need to go and then you know, did your thing, that's when you signed your deal. Like, people need to hear about the backstory and if I was struggling. Like, if anything, let me share that story. Let me give you the props that you the one that helped me out. Don't talk about it as if, yeah, I'm the reason why you got there. And I think that's what a lot of people be afraid of. They don't want nobody holding nothing against them.
Facts.
You ain't got nothing on me. All you can say is that nigga worked his ass off and got to where he needs to go. And then we just stand so firm in that and don't want to reach out.
Which makes them grow a cold heart and makes them not want to help the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nigga, I did it this way and they hold their nuts on the line.
Right.
That's where it go with us.
Yep. I agree. Kenny T, man, why you think men, just as a whole, especially the black community, have so much of an issue reaching out and asking somebody for some help?
Because I don't think they're emotionally in tune with themselves.
Mm.
I don't think they ain't confident with themselves, honestly. There should be no reason why you shouldn't be comfortable with asking for help for anything that you do.
Mm.
You should be comfortable with asking your father for help if you have a father in your life, or asking your mother for help if you have your mother in your life, or asking your friends for help. There shouldn't be no reason why you have to hold the stigma about yourself that you're doing good when you're actually doing bad, because that's what your friends are here for.
Mm.
your best friends, the ones that you call your brothers or whatever it is, they're there for, they're supposed to help you whenever you're doing bad. And you know, when it's not like you're doing bad because you don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, selling drugs or smoking weed or, you know, doing crack or something like that. It's like, right. you're just in a bad position. Like, I made a mistake. I just need some help right now. Cool. I'm here to help you. Don't try to play the field like, oh, hey, I'm doing good. I don't need no help, dog. I'm good. Mm-hmm. When back in the back of your mind, in the back of all friends' mind, we know when you're doing bad. People know, we you know, you'd have been around your best friends for 15, 12, 20 years.
Right.
People know when you're fucking up, when you're doing bad, when you're hurting, when you're tired, when you need some help. And we still put on this front like we're still doing good instead of just saying, look, man, I'm just tired. I need some help. Can you help me out? And a lot of us don't want to do that. And I don't put that on nobody else but ourselves. And not being confident of being comfortable with being wrong or not being in the top position of like, hey, I'm going to build myself out of this, when you got people that's willingly there to help you come out of this and don't expect nothing back because they already believe in your loyalty. Mm-hmm. They understand if the shoe was on the opposite foot, you would do the same thing.
Some stuff, you just be in a super vulnerable moment, bro. And then later down the line, somebody just take advantage of that shit.
If it's your best friends, I mean, like y'all three, it's nothing that if I was really in a tough moment that I would be uncomfortable with saying I need some help with. And right. Feel like y'all would throw that on my face later on down the line. There's nothing. Nah, and if that ever came up later on down 20 years down the line, 15 years down the line, so be it. I'm willing to take that L. That's because I believed in you to be my best friend at that moment and that time.
No, but that's real, yeah.
And if it pans out 10 years down the line that it wasn't that way, so be it. I'm going to take that L. But, hey, I got that trust in the person that I'm with that it is what it is.
Yeah.
And then when you want to blast it to the community or whatever it is, okay, well, I saw you as this person and you're not that person. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say more about them than you.
It's yeah. Exactly.
Because
I know who I am as a person. I'm loyal to who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody's going to get closer to me than y'all. So if I call y'all my boys, my brothers, that's what it is. And if y'all cross that line, then y'all know deep down, y'all know who I am. And deep down, I know if y'all ever cross that line, it's something that's got to be going terribly wrong that I did wrong on my end that y'all would even dare to cross that line. Right. And y'all wouldn't. So it's...
Just real quick, not to cut you. Well, go ahead, because I got a follow-up question. Go ahead.
I was about to say, it's more the vulnerability part is with when you're with your woman, or just the opposite sex in general. Mm-hmm. I think with guys, we may try to mask certain things, but if I had to assume and just guess, I think for the most part, more guys would be definitely more willing to open up to their guys before they would to their girl. Although they should be able to open up to their woman, the woman that they dating, that's somebody that you should be able to open up to.
I don't know about that, though.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think most, honestly.
You think it's the woman before they got?
I think most men would willingly open up to their woman more than they would open up to their best friends. Honestly. We might say little tinks and stuff like that that we done seen boys prior to go through. That we didn't see him experience, but okay, maybe I'm gonna get his opinion from this because I didn't see him go through this. But if it's anything new that nobody's ever experienced, we wouldn't open up to it. I'm gonna say me, I wouldn't open up to it. I don't know about y'all.
The only reason why I say that because the talks that we do have, maybe it could be deeper with your woman, but I think just in general, I'm just trying to think of like how our relationship is, me and my brothers, and like other family and close friends. I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
I can just be assuming.
I'll tell you why. It's because with your woman, you spend every single day with her. So it's going to be way less. It's going to be way harder for you to hide something with her. So a lot of times, even when you try to hide it, it still stumbles out of the closet and she figures it out. Because that's just how women are. And then you have that conversation and you move forward. But with your boys, you see your boys every once in a while. But when we do, we don't want to talk about vulnerability. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about this money play. We want to talk about, okay, what we going to eat. Let's go do this. Let's go do this. So if the vibe is high like that, you don't be wanting to bring it down. No, by saying, hey, bro, I'm going through this. Hey, bro, I need that. You see what I'm saying? Right. Because, again, I mean, it's kind of like football, right? Like when we was playing, like you could be hurt like a motherfucker. But you don't want to let your teammate, because you know the dude behind you may be trash and your position is important and we done worked our ass off 2 days, mm-hmm. all this to get to this point. I don't want to let the man next to me down. What so man? I'm a wrap my arm up. I'm going to try to do whatever I got to do to where I could just do my job to where it don't mess up the feng shui of what it is that we got going. I think friendships work a lot like that. Like, because for one, we all like kind of, just like Kenny said, we all kind of figure we dealing with a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be an added burden to what you dealing with your family and your girl and your kids. And then I come to you, hey, bro, I'm hurting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's like men just got a lot to worry about just in general. So to avoid that, we gonna make it like, you know, okay, it ain't that bad. Yeah, bro, I'm going through this. But it's, you know, it's all good, bro. I'll figure it out. Unless it's just dire. Like, mm-hmm. Them niggas put me out of my house today, bro. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? But if it ain't at that level, we going to try to mask it.
Yeah, because I never gave up that information about the situation, mm-hmm. if it wasn't the situation. I never did that. If it had been something else that I could have, that we could have, you know what I'm saying, lived with, mm. it'd have been in wraps until I actually had to give up the information.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I get it.
And the thing is, like, it ain't even about, like, looking weak in front of your boys. It's not necessarily that. It's more like, I don't want to, like, I want to live up to the standard that we set. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if me falling short of that standard is crushing to me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't mm-hmm. even about, like, it's like, man, like, we building this. We are moving at this pace. Mm-hmm. We spending money at this pace. We taking trips. We building this. We doing that. And then I done fell off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And I ain't on that path no more. Like, that hurts, bro. Like, that's, yeah. you know what I mean?
Our camaraderie is my happy place. It's my only place where I get my freedom.
That too.
You get what I'm saying? So why would I disrupt that with my issues?
Right.
Or what I got going on personally? Nah, I'm cool. I can bottle that shit for a few hours and be hanging with my guys.
But that's when we gotta say, I got you.
Yeah.
Like you can't be afraid to let them know what's going on. Because they can, you know, maybe it could be a simple fix. But you so down on yourself, or you didn't, you know, it has been one thing after another where this thing could be an easy fix, but it didn't crush you because everything else has been going on. So yeah, I agree though, for sure. We definitely gotta lean on each other better, and kind of just.
I'll tell you what else too. Like, not to cut you off, but like the rest of us, if we feel something going on, we need to dig more. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we know something going on with our boy, and we just won't say nothing
because we want him to come out when he's ready.
Exactly. But again, you know your boy. Mm-hmm. So if you know your boy and y'all been friends for that long, sometimes we got to dig to get the information. And you ain't got to bring it up around all the boys, but it may be a personal phone call the next day. Hey, bro, I just noticed your mood was off yesterday. Is everything good? You sure? Mm-hmm. You need anything? If there's anything going on, let me know. You see what I'm saying? Because he'd be way more willing to open up in that type of situation than all the boys kicking it, laughing, joking, drinking. He ain't going to want to do that right there. Mm-hmm. But if you know your boy, you know something going on, we got to dig
that's true.
The next day. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's just that. I mean, I think, you know, just us as black men especially, man, like, we got to do a little more of that, you know, just we got to have real friendships. So a lot of us don't have real friendships.
Real shit.
We got shit to where we kick it when everything going good, and then when shit go bad, you don't hear from them. Or we distance ourselves from each other and stuff like that. We got to find a way to pull together even in those rough times. Because in reality, if we do that, then we're going to get up out of that hole a lot quicker.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to start caring about us as black men.
True.
Camaraderie.
True.
Like, we all understand what we deal with. Even if I'm from a beefing neighborhood, or, you know what I'm saying, I come from a rich family, I come from a broke family and all that. When it's time for men to compete, we are all on the same playing field. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And we gotta goddamn protect that, sanction of that. And I feel like right now in the era we in, how we've been, how we've been raised. It's every man for themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you make it every man for themselves, you get men that are, you get people that exploit their own people to make sure they good, and then close the door. So I just feel like we need a better camaraderie as a black man, just understanding. Like I see you working over there. I may not agree with it, or I may not know nothing about it. I may not fuck with it, but I see you working over there. You putting the work in over there, and vice versa. That man may not agree with what I got going on. They may not understand what I got going on and all that type of stuff. But I see you working over there. If you need any help from me, and I can do it, I'm all hands. That's how we need to be.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
We had a second question too. You forgot it.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, where's the line between helping people? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a line between, you know, people asking you for help, things of that nature. Where's the line between helping them and enabling their dysfunction?
Shit, y'all know me. I'm only helping if I see you putting the work in. You know what I'm saying? And I know you're gonna do right by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's not your family. You know, because everybody do right, and majority of everybody do right by their family in some way. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about you helping somebody else that ain't your family, that ain't your blood, to put their family in position. That's the people I want to help, because you helping more people. You get what I'm saying? Because your family know I can always reach out to you. Since we blood, you're going to give me some type of gain. But if it's a stranger off the street that see you grinding, they may want to go the same route, or they may have a way to tweak their route to make it better. They won't reach out to you because they have no way of getting access to you. That's the people I want to help. So that's my criteria.
Yeah, because I ask it because, like, certain people have no problem coming up and asking you, you know what I'm saying, for something. Like, and they would much rather come up to you and ask for fish than a fishing pole. So that's why I ask. If you the one that they asking, where's the line? Where's the line between, okay, I want to help you, but this is you know, this is not healthy after a certain amount of time. How do you differentiate?
Gotta be putting the work in.
I don't know. If they asking for the fish, and I'm the only one that's great at fishing.
Stop with that shit.
The fish that they're taking is feeding the community, and I'm not good with cooking food. But they're great at cooking that fish up. Cool, I'm comfortable with giving them the fish. Some people are just good at catching fish but can't cook it.
That's true.
Some people are good at cooking fish and can't catch it. Depends on what I'm giving to you. How is it benefiting further on down the line? Whatever I'm giving you, I'm not looking for it back. But I'm looking for you to give it back to somebody else.
I think I tweeted
that earlier. Like, I'm whatever I give out, whenever I do, you know, my little Starbucks thing, I'm not looking for you to give anything back to me. I'm looking for you to give something back to somebody else. When I get my little $100 Starbucks gift card, spend whatever you want on it, get whatever you want, except for them damn trencher drinks.
You can get everything with them damn trencher. GM 30
I'm looking for you going there and say, you know what, I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to buy somebody else a drink because I got my shit free. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit I want to, I like doing that type of shit. People to give on and give other people.
Yeah.
You know? Because I don't need it. I got it.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. Next situation. It was a young lady that was speaking about how she had to improve upon talking to her man. As if he was a king at all times. I'm gonna play this clip, man, and see if y'all agree with what the young lady had to say.
I gotta always learn how to talk to the king in you. I don't care how mad I get. And I had to learn, I learned that in therapy, that for me to manifest the man that I wanted in my life, I had to learn how to always speak to him like the man I wanted in my life, even when I'm mad at him.
Teach that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Say it again. And
I had to learn how to speak to the man that I wanted in my life all the time. I needed to speak to him as that
king.
Man. Ooh. Right? To where when we
even
get
when
to,
he acting like a court jester?
Yes. Okay. Even when we get upset with each other, there are rules. We don't hit below the belt. Like, it's a lot of things that, and a lot of growing that I've done, but we've all got to get to that place.
Yeah.
Right. Salute. Oh, let me, I got to start shouting the podcast out. Salute to Conversations on Film for the clip.
I liked it, Dad.
But yeah, she was saying, you know, she had to get better. She had to work at that because we all know that a lot of women say a lot of things, especially when they get emotional. They damn near forget that you they man. Some of the things that they be saying. But she's forget saying that like you're even a human in those, being. Right. So she's saying even in those moments, you need to remember that that is your king and you need to talk to him accordingly. Do y'all agree with that sentiment?
Well, you know I agree with that.
Damn right. Like, that's obvious.
God damn right.
Nobody's supposed to speak to me disrespectfully in my house. I'm respectfully paying for the roof over your head.
Because I respectfully dip on your ass and make you go back to paying 100% of everything in your life.
Mm. Respectfully.
And do it respectfully.
Respectfully. However, yeah, you are. However, what you think respectfully is for that, that's how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Catch your ass while you at work. I take the day off and act like I went to work. And come home, my side be empty.
Respectfully. Had them clean up and everything.
For real, man. Cause some women get real disrespectful and they say shit, bro, that make you wonder, like, why am I even here? Mm. Like, why am I even here, bro?
You know I was upset. I don't want to hear that shit.
You understand me?
I don't want to hear that shit. Felt that way.
And say shit that they can't take back. And not only once, but they do it multiple times. Like when y'all in the moment, she do it multiple times. Oh, no. I'm gone. I'm out.
That's a fact.
Where does that stem from, in your opinion? Like, why y'all feel like women are so comfortable talking to men? Like that without, because I feel like men, for the most part, especially a man that's in a relationship with a woman he actually loves, he's gonna practice a lot more restraint.
Absolutely.
And she's gonna practice in terms of expressing himself. But why do y'all feel like women like do that so freely?
Because they can't physically overpower you, so they verbally overpower you.
That's their weapon.
Yep, that's their weapon.
Because you know we ain't good at holding conversations and multiple things hitting us in the head at one time.
Right.
You bitch ass, little dick ass, little brain ass. Bitch, I don't know what the hell you're saying right now. If I got little dick or little brain, which one we holding on to? What's the subject?
Damn me, yeah.
That's because they, one, seen it, and two, other men have allowed them to do it. So that's why they keep doing it.
Yep.
Because any nigga that won't allow that, he gonna, it might get bad. Like,
because the moment it happened to me,
I'm out.
I'm gone. I ain't even gonna tell you I'm gone either. I'm gonna act like I'm going to work.
Sure.
And when you go to work that day, I'm gonna be watching the crib. And the moment I see that thing on my phone say the garage went down, I'm back with a U-Haul. And before you get off, I will be long gone. Mm-hmm. When you call me, it'll be on some.
But we enable it because we just charge it off to, oh, that's women. That's how they going to be.
Right. You can't
Instead of charging the ass up, like, no. First off, because y'all may not have had that conversation yet. Mm-hmm. So y'all can have a conversation in that moment the first time it happened and you shut that shit down. I don't know what type of niggas you've been talking to before. But with me and you, we not doing that.
Because that'll kill a whole respectfully. Argument. I could be all the way in the wrong.
Respectfully.
Hey, you could have caught me with Keisha down the street in the bed. You disrespecting my
wait,
man.
Wait, man. I'm telling you, bro. It's a certain way you just got to talk to me. Explain yourself. Caught you with Keisha in the bed down the street.
Yeah,
like you straight up real disrespect.
Cause you got to realize.
And she still supposed to respect you after that?
I don't care if you don't respect me. I don't care about that.
Okay.
But the way you talk to me, you're gonna watch how you talk to me. Because I can catch you with Pee Wee. I'm not gonna call you no bitch, no hoe. I'm not gonna call you out your name.
I'm sorry, I am not doing that. And I'm leaving.
But my integrity in me, you get what I'm saying? With you fucking up that bad, I'm not gonna disrespect you.
Because I know in this moment.
Exactly. I understand that.
You get all
but I know in this moment, that in this nigga, moment, you
he
gonna
slipped out and
she
shit. Put it back in.
I ain't tripping. I ain't doing that. Cause you know how I look at it? Me and my wife just had this talk like 3-4 days ago. I look at it like you just freed me. Pee Wee, you just freed me. You freed me from all arguments, from all responsibilities, from all of thinking about what my wife thinks and the timing and all this type of shit here with my son and all this type of shit. Now I'm on some deal with it.
I ain't gonna argue with
bitch, that. Bitch, I want a divorce.
I'm not doing
bitch,
that.
Bitch, slut.
I'm a stand up nigga. I'm not doing
slut,
that.
Bitch,
cunt. Bitch, I've never done that.
I've never called a woman out of name, bro.
I never have either.
I'm letting that ride.
The minute you sleep with another nigga in front of my face.
I ain't tripping.
The minute you sleep with another nigga in front of my face, I'm coming in clapping.
No. I'm waiting on this day, baby.
Oh, they gonna be clapping.
Now I gotta remember the sound that you didn't get your ass cleaned by people.
I ain't tripping, bro. I ain't tripping. Hey, Dan, that's y'all. But my integrity just won't let me do it. I'm sorry, just free me.
I don't believe it. I swear to God.
I don't believe you.
Nope. I don't believe you.
You don't believe me,
God.
Let me say it like this. Hey, I swear on y'all know the situation.
Yahweh.
No, we ain't doing that.
Y'all know the situation.
All I'm saying is
what's on with me.
Listen. All I'm saying is you disrespect me. I sleep with another man.
And I understand it's the disrespect in there. I understand that. But I wouldn't talk to you less. I wouldn't talk to you like that.
Disrespect.
You get what I'm saying?
Because you just treated me less.
Verbally disrespectfully.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's just like when I see, like, and how me and my wife got on this situation. It was like we saw some video of some dude cheating. And the woman went off on him about you're not being a great father and all that type. What does this nigga have to do, like, with me cheating with this woman has to do with my parenting skills? It has nothing to, it doesn't correlate. I can be a hell of a father, but I can be on these women. Just like these women can be on these dudes and be a hell of a mother. She put her kid first and do all this stuff.
I don't know about that
one. I'm telling you.
I'm trying to see where you was going with.
Don't let me up.
So you telling me I'm sorry to use language, but you telling me it's hoes out here that ain't good mothers? She a hoe. You know she a hoe. She fuck with niggas. But she ain't a good mother. That's a lie. I can't believe that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because if she's a single mother and she's out here doing what she's doing, a lot of times she's doing it outside the crib. But if it's your parents in a marriage, like how your daddy treats your mama is very indicative of how you gonna treat women when you leave the crib.
The kid didn't know. I'm telling you, the kid didn't know. Because the kid be knowing a lot of people think they don't know. The kid was like four. The kid didn't know nothing about what the hell was going on, none of that shit.
So he
cheated with a girl, got near me, and he told her. He told her about, hey, because the girl was going crazy. The girl was doing some shit that she, you know what I'm saying, me? And he told her, hey, look, I downed her, whatever. You get what I'm saying? I'm telling you what the situation was. He had downed the girl, but she was going crazy. She started stalking him. So he told his wife, like, hey, look, I did this. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about this here, but I did this. I stopped talking to her, whatever, woo-to-woo. And the first thing, before she even understood what he was saying, the first thing out of her mouth was, what would your son think? Bitch, up!
I mean,
what would your son think?
Bro, you stepped out on my mama, that's nigga.
Of course.
Look, son. When you become a man, you're not going to be perfect. We not perfect. True. We not perfect.
That's true.
You not going to be perfect in this shit.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying? I give a fuck how great of a man you think you're going to be or you going to become. You not going to. If you make every move that's supposed to be the right move, if you met a man, I don't know, nobody has ever met anybody on this planet that made the right move at all times, no matter what was going on.
Mm-mm.
So you're not perfect. You're not going to be perfect. I'm just saying, learn from your mistakes.
But
you get what I'm saying? So you can be a great father, a great mother. You've been and cheated on your wife or your husband. You can been and did some foul shit. You can been and snake somebody. You can been put somebody in foreclosure that you knew that you didn't have to do that. You get what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about the cheating. I'm talking about any type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Any situation. That don't mean you're not no great parent.
But see, and this is why I would disagree. Because again, you speak a lot about integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so as a kid, it's no more close up of an example than your parents, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not moving with integrity, you could be saying whatever you're saying to them, like, hey, son, don't do what I do. Hey, son, no man ain't perfect. Hey, son, whatever. But just last part, we talked about,
mm-hmm.
it ain't about what you say. It's about what they see.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the environment that they are in. So I think in a situation like that, you can't be a great parent. You can be a good parent. But that's going to definitely be a strike against your record. You see what I'm saying?
I'm cool with being a good father
right.
Because I'm not perfect. And mm-hmm. I'm always teaching my son, you would never be perfect. Don't ever, like, try to live your life to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Live it the way you want to live it, goddamn me. And when you do make a mistake, no matter how great the mistake is, learn as a man, you must learn.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not learn in that moment,
you're going to make that mistake again. But that's all I'm saying. So that doesn't, I'm not saying that's a strike against that person's, you know what I'm saying, father skills or mother skills or something like that. But in the moments, you got to learn. And you got to show your child, if they know about the situation, that you learning from it. Hey, man, it wasn't right that I did that. You get what I'm saying? That wasn't right. That was my mess up. I own up to that. But I'm telling you, this ain't right. You get what I'm saying? But no one's perfect. That's all I'm saying. So you can be a great mother, well, good mother, good father and all that. You still got to make mistakes because you human. You're going to make mistakes.
But stepping out is not a mistake. That was a choice.
Everything is a choice, to be honest with you. We're going to keep it a bean. Everything is a choice. It's a choice to put 20 grand on that debit card and throw your family in the goddamn in debt.
Stepping out.
That's a fact.
Stepping out and you doing, like, gambling, going out and gambling money.
That's a choice.
That's a choice.
Both of that's choices.
That's not a mistake.
That's a mistake, too.
No, it ain't.
That's a mistake.
You chose if to I go know out I'm a step and possibly out, lose
I,
the bread.
I get goddamn 10 grand from something, right? And I know my household can use this shit. But if I go to the casino and say, in my mind, I'm saying, oh, nigga, I could flip this to 50 bands. But I go in there, and not only do I lose the 10, but I go in the same as I lose another 10.
You lose the mortgage. Yes, that's a choice.
Both of them is buying the same.
Time out. Wait, man. Wait. But what's the benefit of going out and sleep with another woman besides your wife?
Huh?
Going to a casino, you have a chance of bettering your funds.
But even still, an investment.
Don't put that on the decision.
Going to sleep with another woman is no benefit of that.
The decision is the decision, bro.
You make an investment into a business and lose it, that's a mistake.
That's not a mistake.
Yes, that is.
I cannot say that.
You made an investment into a company to make some money. You chose to step out. That ain't no mistake.
If I invest in your company, I looked at the blueprint, looked at everything, goddamn
it. Trajectory was looking good.
And then I betted on you and that shit went down.
And
then
the moment you bet on me, it crashed.
That was a mistake?
That's a mistake.
Man, that's not a mistake.
That's
a mistake that you learned from.
Next subject, I ain't with it. That's not a mistake, bro. Because I put this in with good faith. With the gambling shit.
So you put your dick in with good faith.
No, bro. All the decisions ain't the same. Y'all niggas trying to. I ain't with it, bro.
How is making a business decision into a company that you believe that was going on the uprise?
That's not a mistake, though.
What is that? What you call it?
I was trying to invest.
What you call it?
I was trying. That's just like if I invest in Apple and tomorrow Apple go down.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to invest, goddamn me. I seen something that could have been something because we talk about investments.
So what you call
investments
it?
Are not 100%.
Yeah. So what you call it? What
you know what I'm saying? That's me taking a goddamn risk to make sure my family is straight.
But if it fails,
it wasn't a mistake.
It's my fault. I chose the wrong choice.
Because you got to realize that ain't just Otis company. I could have went to the competitor. That could have happened with the competitor.
Yes.
I could have went with somebody else company. That could have happened with somebody else company.
Absolutely.
That's me trying to big up my family. Now,
Time out. That investment, it could have went positive or it could have went negative, right?
Yes.
But you sleeping with another woman.
What's the positive?
It could have went positive, my nigga.
But real quick, just getting back to the topic, I think that a lot of women can learn from that video. Because at the end of the day, a lot of women don't realize, man, y'all words is fucking dangerous, man. Y'all words hurt for real. Like, y'all be saying some stuff that if that man wasn't raised right, he'd probably put his hands on you. You see what I'm saying? But he let it go. He let it rock. And as a woman, a lot of times they feel entitled to just keep saying negative stuff because it ain't been no consequences for it. He ain't left. He ain't did nothing, whatever. Okay, cool. I can talk to him like this and just continue to disrespect the man blatantly, sometimes in public, sometimes whatever. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you got to understand that is your man. That is the leader of your family. That is your life partner.
Sorry.
You talking to this dude like he's on the street. What's going on?
I'm sorry, bro. I'm just thinking about some of these women that just be talking to niggas crazy.
I dare you to put your hands on me.
No, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing
you
that.
You wind up and show them, huh?
I'm sorry.
You act for it.
But sometimes, hey, y'all got to be quiet, dog. Everybody ain't raised right, dog.
These are the views.
That's a fact. A lot of niggas ain't raised right.
That's true.
So sometimes you got to control yourself because you ain't going to be able to control him.
That's true.
That's all.
That's true. But
I'm not with it either.
At the end of the day, we got to do better with our communication, dog. It don't need to get physical. It don't need to get a little physical, man. Yeah,
a little physical.
It ain't making a little physical. But all right, speaking of physical, man, we got a box.
You see the transition.
We got a boxing match coming up tomorrow, man. Errol Spence versus Bud Crawford.
Spence?
I'm going Spence Jr., baby. I'm going Crawford. Mm-hmm. I'm going Spence.
How many rounds?
I'm going 8 rounds. Spence getting him.
Mm-hmm. Crawford in the 6.
Damn. 6 is crazy.
Well, I'm going Spence in the 6.
Fight. Spence decision.
It's gonna be
a good match.
Crawford in the 6. Crawford gonna spit out. I mean, Spence gonna spit out his mouthpiece like he normally do because he's getting his ass whooped. And Crawford gonna lay that haymaker on this bitch ass.
Nah, this gonna be a classic match.
You know, I'm a Texas cat, so I'm rolling with Spence.
Yeah, we gotta go with Spence.
Yeah, I'm going Spence in 10.
All right.
Because I feel like Spence gonna wear him down. Because again, Spence natural 147. I mean, 150, he can get up there. As far as size, he's bigger than him. So I think eventually, if he can survive, don't get me wrong, Bud Crawford technician.
He can knock your ass out with both hands.
But so if he can last that long, then eventually that size and that experience and that power, let's be real, Errol Spence's power is otherworldly. So I think eventually that's gonna start taking a toll. But if I had to pick, but it's a pick 'em fight.
It really is though.
At the end of the day, like you can't go wrong. I feel sorry for who Vegas got winning.
Yeah, I don't.
Ooh, let me think. Crawford, if I'm not mistaken,
they might have Crawford on there.
I would, if I had to guess,
I would bet because he's the bigger face. He's the bigger face in boxing right now.
Well, we gonna see, man. But yeah, I'm going Spence in 10. And either way though, it's gonna be cool with me. I can't wait to watch. It's gonna be a hell of a fight. all right, last one of the day, man. This was a clip about pouring into your woman, and they were saying that pouring into your woman makes her blind to other men. Had a little discussion about this. I'm gonna play it, man, and get y'all take on it.
I think even the good girl can turn bad if she's starved of attention from her man. If your man is pouring water into your cup on a daily basis, she can't see other men. She becomes blind to other men. But you know when your man, you look beautiful, he doesn't say you look nice, or you don't make time for each other, he ignores you, no longer gives you attention. She's so starved in that moment that unfortunately all it takes is one man to give one bit of attention. She'll zoom in on the attention, forget all the other red flags in this man, and he'll become attractive to her because it's a feeling she's chasing, not a person. If you want to keep a loyal wife, all you have to do is remind her she's loved. It's really simple and easy. Remind her she's loved, she won't seek it. But if you forget to give her that, she'll become desperate for it.
You need to pour into your woman. If you pour into your woman, she don't even see other men out here. Do y'all agree with that sentiment, or was it cap?
Yeah. I agree, because if she'll pour it to me, I'm looking at all of them. That's real.
The streets is mine.
That's real. And if you flip, I think a lot of men feel the same way. And I think that's why a lot of men step outside. I know this ain't about men right now, but I think that's why men step outside is because they don't get that appreciation or told that they're loved often or, you know, the small things, back rubs here and there, just the small gestures that men tend to do for our woman. A lot of times we don't get that.
Right.
So, absolutely. You definitely have to pour into your partner and that they make sure that they're loved and appreciated and that you notice them. Because, again, we talk about that day-for-day stuff. It can get monotonous and it can get, you know what I'm saying, just dry and stuff like that. So, you got to figure out ways to keep it spicy and just continue pouring into them so they feel loved.
Here's a question. How do you go about doing that? In terms of men who are out there with women and they would like to... Pardon me, they would like to pour into their woman, but they're not really sure what path to go about doing. So what would you recommend? generally.
Step one, the same thing you did to get them, you got to do to keep them. Mm. So if y'all was going out on dates, if you was buying flowers, if you was an every Tuesday type of guy or whatever y'all had going on, whatever system y'all was running, it needs to stay consistent. Mm. Bring it back or change it up. Have that conversation like, baby, you know, I know we ain't did X, Y, Z in a minute, or I know you've been feeling down, or I know we've been so busy trying to save up for this house and we haven't had time to spend for each other. So what are some things you want to do? Let's take a weekend and just reset. Because sometimes you just need a little quick reset to light that fire again. But we get too busy in the day-to-day stuff where we kind of forget our partner and then they feel like it's neglect. Mm. When really you just trying to continue providing and continue to keep y'all afloat. Or you may be going through some things, so you're not really putting it in the forefront. So just making that more of a priority, whether you got to set a calendar reminder or something, but we got to, as men, keep pointing to our woman so that she can give back to us and reciprocate.
I agree. Kenny T, The young lady said, pouring into your woman, when you're doing it properly, she don't even see other men's. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Nope, she see all of them. She just don't entertain them. What? She do see all of them. She just don't entertain them. Until you ain't porn enough, then she might give a little entertainment.
You feel like they keep a list?
Yep.
You already know they do.
How many on it? 3, 5?
2. 10.
2.
Like 2 go-tos for shows.
2 go-tos, 8 possibles.
I got 2 of the poppers
and 2 and 8 poppers. Crazy.
2 and 8 poppers.
Depending on how the hand falls.
She got a spades hand.
Two go-tos that she will randomly send a message to after every 10 messages that they send her. She going to see him. I am. Don't tell me she don't see him. She going to see him. I don't care what you say. Any woman that get attention from the right man, the right good looking man, she going to see it. Was she entertaining? No.
I'm going to say, is it a go-to if every 10 messages she respond?
Yeah. Because she ain't supposed to respond at all.
She ain't supposed to respond at all.
What? You said a go-to.
Yeah, but because the go-to is, for the people listening, kind of confused about the list. We feel like most women have a list of dudes. If this relationship go wrong, it's 2 dudes that I would seriously consider getting into a relationship right after this go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just out of respect for my man, I'm not going to entertain it. You know, they probably done, she probably done messaged them or DM them or they whatever on some platonic stuff or whatever. And, you know, or they probably had conversations if they know each other in real life as even, you know what I'm saying? But out of respect for a man, hands off, I'm not entertaining it in that way. But if something go left in this relationship, it's a high likelihood that I'll end up with one of these 2 guys. That's what we mean by a list. I don't know. Because I think men have a list too, but it's not a serious relationship list. It's when I get out of this relationship, these 4, 5, 6 is first on the hit list.
Hit list.
These 20 is on the hit list.
Like I'm dopey in Men's South Central.
Right.
The ones I had to reluctantly say I got a girlfriend.
The problem is, men get lists, they going to hit them right there when they go. They not going to wait. That's the problem. Women will wait the whole time, 10, 15, 20 years. It don't matter. They'll wait.
That's true, though.
The only part I disagree with.
But men ain't going to fucking wait. You give me a, okay. I don't know how to hide nothing, baby. I'm sorry. I don't know how to hide nothing. You want to fuck? Okay, let's fuck. I ain't supposed to be doing this.
But
I ain't supposed to be doing
this. I think the chick would text.
I don't approve of
this. I think she would text a little, like, more than just once every 10 messages. If it's he in the stash. That's the only part I was like, that's what I was like.
Give me the frequency then.
Shit. That's a regular conversation.
Daily?
If she likes you and she got a man, yeah.
She talking to another man daily.
Yes.
Hell no, bro.
It's under Kelly or some shit. She talking to that nigga daily.
I don't know.
Nah, bro.
She got daily.
It's that one whenever that's the one whenever they send you a DM and whenever she posts a story, he hard eye or say something fly. Because he already know that you got a relationship, so he ain't gonna step over.
Yeah, he ain't got a number or nothing.
It's one of the girls.
He just gonna send a little message and she gonna hard eye it.
Listen.
And say thank you.
She gonna get the number.
Every time she says something, she's gonna say thank you. All them other niggas, she ain't saying nothing.
Respond at all.
She getting a thank you. And all after of a sudden,
he's been persistent, he gonna get the number, and it's the nigga named Sam, and her phone is gonna say Samantha. And she gonna be texting the nigga all the time, Kiki and shit like that.
Bro. He ain't gonna ask for the number.
He ain't gonna ask for the number.
He ain't gonna have to ask for the number.
He ain't gonna need to, but she gonna give it to him.
Nah, bro.
She like him.
Otis reaching now.
All right, so just real quick. Are you saying most women in relationships move like that?
No. I ain't say most.
Then what are we talking about?
I'm just saying a lot of women do it. Not most, a lot of women do it.
But again, the question how I pose it is like, do you feel like every woman got a list? So we talking about every woman. I ain't talking about a small minority.
Well, it is small minority. But ain't most. But
so if you can put 45%
Come on,
I'm gonna say it ain't come most, on, but it's close. It ain't most, but it's
49.85 Yeah. I mean, in terms of what she said, I mean, I agree for the most part. I think women, man, women be loving a dude so much, sometimes the wrong dude, so not much that they be looking for a reason to stay. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So if you a man and you handling your business and that woman really values you and you pouring into that woman, making her feel special, making her dreams, you know, feel important, not like she got to put everything on the back burner to see you shine, and you pouring into her and taking out on dates in public and, you know, complimenting her on how she looks and complimenting her on her accomplishments and just connecting from an emotional standpoint, I feel like it's a very, very low chance for that woman even entertaining another dude. Mm-hmm. Because again, we know a lot of women who getting dog walked out there and they still not entertaining another dude.
I'm talking about in her face.
I mean blatantly. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's going on.
So if that's the case for that, I can only imagine, you know what I'm saying, a dude who actually showing up every day and doing what he's supposed to do. That woman is not messing that up. It gotta be a wild circumstance for that type of thing to happen in terms of likelihood.
Or she a hoe.
You'd be surprised.
Or she a hoe. She a good hoe. She take care of her family, her man, and her kids.
That infidelity percentage is not far spread apart between men and women.
34 and 38.
I'm telling you.
34 and 38. But also, how many marriages are great marriages?
All of them.
Nah.
They're all great until somebody fuck up.
I was also about to say how many men are actually reporting they got cheated on too.
Ooh,
valid. So, but I mean, they took polls and asked the women. And yeah,
they asked the women if they cheated. It's normally not men. Normally don't know.
Right. So men, they say 38% of men in relationships cheat and 34% of women in relationships cheat.
I think
that's the numbers.
I think that's cap on the women's side.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's higher. It's higher, bro.
Absolutely.
I think it's higher. Even if she did it one time 10 years ago, you get what I'm saying? She gonna die with that.
She gonna take it to the grave.
She gonna die with that.
Yeah.
And that's respect. In my opinion, that's respectable.
No, it ain't. It's fuck out of here.
You gonna die with it? Die with it.
No, fuck out of here. That's respectable. You did what you did.
The game is the game.
The Lord don't like
integrity. You have none.
So if your girl cheated on you, right? Let's say y'all was married 30 years. Right. You on your deathbed now,
right?
You didn't know she cheated on you in year 4, right? She never done it again. Mm-hmm. On your deathbed, y'all chilling, y'all talking and shit. You know she seeing you every day, and y'all putting everything on the table. And she tell you, look, hey, about 27 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I hit Pee Wee down the street or something like
right.
that.
Bitch, I'm dying. What the fuck that got to mean? I'm about to die.
She about to next.
I'm.
Hey,
and she might go
y'all
before
had a great life. She raised y'all kids, bro. Like, y'all raised y'all kids. Y'all built y'all life up. She was a great wife. She didn't miss a beat. None of that type of stuff, bro. You still going to be thinking, oh, this on him.
I'm going to tell my sister, get her the fuck out of here.
Pour the blood.
Got it.
You gonna pull the plug yourself?
For a man petting, dog.
On my deathbed, if she tell me that, I'm gonna look up at my sister and tell her, get her the fuck out of here.
Hey, so no, what honestly, if you're not on your deathbed and it's been 20 years? It's year four, but it's 20 years.
If we have kids, I'm gonna start trying to calculate how long ago was it? How old is my son or daughter?
My God.
Like, that's the first thing I'm gonna start thinking about.
If I'm on my deathbed, I don't give a damn about what the fuck you got to say, honestly. I'm about to croak. All I want is some pussy and some titties right now before I die. And your shriveled up vagina ain't working right now. That nurse that's been walking in here, I've been eyeing her right now. I've been eyeballing that bitch.
What if they tell you you got 3 months and you can really get 10 years? What you gonna do?
That's crazy.
3 months?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
they tell you got 3 months, but you live 10 years.
Oh, nurse.
Bruh.
Looks like I need a new diaper.
I guess I'll be eyeing a nurse. You can't even get it up. They're 86 years old.
Yo. Hey. I'm in there, got my son sneaking me Viagra. What?
I'll be hard as a rock. I'm telling you right now. You tell me you cheat on me.
All
right,
Deshaun.
You tell me you cheat on me. Every time I'm gonna get hard.
Every time they come in there and take me a bath, I'm gonna be hard as a rock.
You said a bed. You said a bed looking like a campfire tent.
Damn, your knee's working pretty good today, Mr. Tucker. That ain't my knee, baby.
That's my other leg. Look here, man. Y'all niggas crazy. On that note, man, we're going to get in the advice column.
I know my blood pressure high today.
Guess I'm going to get my son to sneak me by Viagra. That is nuts. Literally.
And I hope my son on some. Hey, tell me if you get one. Tell me if you get one.
Oh, hey, my God, man. Look,
I'm about to die. Give me that thing right now. I'll be jacking off every day.
Hey, you know they can walk in any time, too. Your ass get busted.
Hey,
mid-stroke.
Being there all down, looking at it. That was for you.
Ninja Turtles.
I'm going to pull all the monitors off me. Make sure the beats start going off like I'm dying. I'm being there hard.
We only got the music.
They're going to be wondering why your heart beats so fast.
Yo. We lost Mr. Tug. Nah, he ain't in there at all.
Oh, my God. Yo. Y'all niggas going to hell, dog. First one is from Drip, Patreon.
What's cracking?
Drip. Oh, mercy. All right, man. Drip says, hey, crew, I'm so grateful for your platform. I've been watching you grow for the past year, and I am present for each live stream. Mm-hmm. Said, question, I am a single mother of two, and I own my own home, make a six-figure salary. A man who also makes six figures, currently he's renting, has been courting me for 6+ months, and things are getting serious. Mm-hmm. How do I facilitate an environment for him to lead when we combine our lives together? He has been asking, how would I feel about living together? I'd prefer to be married before that happens. P.S. He's been married before. So, she said she making six figures. She got two kids. You know, she got her own house. He makes six figures too, but he rent. So, I would imagine they trying to move into her house. And she's asking, how can she facilitate an environment to where he can feel like a man and feel like he's leading?
I want to know how feminine she is, to be honest with you. Like, where she see herself in the household. Because, yeah, that's your house, but if you plan on taking this shit serious to the next level, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he makes six figures. You got to realize that, too. So y'all on the same playing field. You can't look at your shit like it's your shit no more. Mm-hmm. You got to look at it like it's our shit. You know what I'm saying? And you can't let that be basis of the arguments when y'all get into them heavy arguments. You know what I'm saying? Because then he going to feel like he not needed it.
Needed it.
Hmm?
Needed it.
Needed here. He not gonna feel like that. So if you wanna make that last, then hey, in my opinion, you should live with him right now to see what's up. If it's that serious, to see how he is. You wanna see him day to day. Same with him. And he's been married before, so I know he understands that. I need to see how you handle everything now. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, you can disguise shit because you're going back to your place. He's going back to his. Goddamn me. Oh, you can hide your frustrations. You can hide. You know what I'm saying? You can put on a show for him for however many hours y'all are dealing with each other. And then you go back to your regular place. And now you know what I'm saying? You in your real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
With living with somebody day to day, you can't hide that. Especially with somebody you say you're in love with. You're trying to build with. You can't hide none of that. So he's just trying to make sure it's safe for him to even come over there to build with you. And vice versa, you need to be doing the same. What's that?
Kidding, stupid ass.
Oh.
Now, I was going to say how you can facilitate it is y'all move into another house.
That too?
Sell their house. Because as a man, I would never advise no man to move into a woman's house. Mm. I don't care what the circumstances are, whatever. If that house is in the family, cool. Give it to your sister. Give it to your cousin.
Or rent it out.
Another house. Because again, we just spoke about earlier, women have a bit of a problem filtering things when they get angry and they get emotional. And I guarantee you, the first thing that's going to come out once he violates, it's going to be a reference to that house being hers.
Unless he paying. Now
it, no, it still, don't matter
because her name is on it. He would just be correct. Moving it. Even if he start paying all the bills in that month.
Don't matter. That's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so in her name.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, like if y'all starting a family and y'all doing it, well, she got two kids already. Moving into that situation, dog, it's gonna be hard for him to feel like a leader. He gonna feel like he moving into your environment. That's this true. Is your domain. Very You've true. Been raising your kids here. This your house. This your and I'm just coming in. And even though I'm making a lot of money, cool. But you are making it too, so that boy's that. So I don't feel a place to where I can step in and, okay, this is my castle as a man. A man got to feel like it's his castle, dog. And if he don't feel that way, then it's going to eat at him. He may not say nothing at first, but eventually it's going to be like, all right, nigga, it's like, what are we doing here? So if I'm advising you, if you want to facilitate an environment, change the environment.
And even though the environment, what you got to realize, the environment is going to be built in your image anyway. Cause that man not gonna move nowhere that you ain't feeling
comfortable, right?
You know what I'm saying? He not gonna move in the house that you don't like the kitchen in, you don't like the bathroom. Right. So the shit gonna be built in your image anyway.
Kids gotta be in a good school district.
Yeah, all that.
He gonna take all into consideration.
You understand me? And if you don't agree with one aspect of that, y'all not gonna move there. So and for real, it's gonna be built in your image anyway. But y'all building it together. That's how he looking at it. But right now, shit, the shit just built just off of you. And you want him to move into that? Yeah, that's tough on a man. Like B was saying, I can't hate.
But would you? I don't know. I would want like a trial run, if it's that type of situation, like just to even see if this gonna work for us.
Wait. Trial run where?
At her spot.
Oh.
Because just the experience of living together in general. Because I would rather, let's say, I give up where I'm staying at. She has her spot, so. I don't feel no pressure because if I need to leave, I can just dip and go back and get my own spot. But at least if we're together, we can experience it and see what the day-for-day looks like. And then while I'm doing this, then we move on to the next stage.
Instead of just,
coming together. Well, because she says he renting, but she didn't say house or anything.
It don't matter.
So, yeah, she could go to his spot.
Cool, but trial period in her spot makes no sense because she going to lie, bro. She going to create a false environment because she going to feel like it's a trial period. I don't want to lose this man. I got two kids. I like this man. He coming in. He making good money. I'm gonna make the shit look like it's supposed to look until we get to that next stage. I think you got to rip both of y'all out of y'all comfort zones. Let's move into something new because we embarking on a new situation. And you done been leading your domain. You done been leading your kids, leading your family, and all that's about to change. But it's going to be hard for that to change if she and her familiar domain, her comfort zone.
Exactly. And that's going to tell
it's
the kids.
It's going to be hard to give that. Up.
And that's going to tell her kids, I'm moving under this man's
correct.
Care.
I feel that.
Correct.
He is our leader, not just mine.
Who leader. Is this nigga moving in here in our house?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I feel it.
So, that's how that go. Kenny, you got any advice for the facilitator environment for that man to feel like he leading in that situation?
Sell a house, give him all the money, become homeless.
Damn.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
No, I wouldn't advise it.
No, I think he should buy his own house, have his own crib, and then she should start staying over there for a little bit. He should have his own steady house, not a rental apartment, to where unless your kids are 18, 24, are not living with you anymore, basically. Then if they're not living with you anymore, then move in with him in his rental apartment. But him moving into your house probably would not benefit the two of you, if I had to say so. Plus, he makes six figures, so I mean, he just
ain't hard for him to get no fucking out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate the question, man. We're gonna keep it moving. Next one. This is from Adrian Patreon.
Hey,
All right, boy, so you got an update on the last situation. If y'all remember, he was working with his coworker. They was having sex. They was doing their thing, but she was starkly against commitment. Right. She didn't want to stop messing with him.
Right.
Huh? You know what I'm saying? So he was asking us, like, do we advise him to stay messing with her on a sexual mm-hmm. level, even though he wants to commit to her, mm-hmm. but she don't want to, or should he let it go? And then we end up telling them, hey, man, let that shit go because she's going to keep using you mm-hmm. and you getting your feelings invested and things of that nature, right? So he got an update on that. He said, I appreciate the feedback y'all gave me on the situation with the girl I used to work with. I decided to back away and just had a benefit of having sex with her without all the extra stuff. Another conversation was had shortly after I made that adjustment where she says she does want to date me.
I do.
It never fails. It never fails.
Yeah.
Since then we've gone on a bunch of dates, had out of town weekends away together. She's been sleeping over most days, even on work nights, having sex almost every day, you know, doing couple activities. It even got to the point where she started saying she loves me and told me that when she moves out of her mom's house soon, to move in with her. She also has said that while she doesn't want kids or marriage, something in her brain tells her to have kids with me and marry me because I'd be a great man to protect her and the baby. I think she called it lizard brain or some shit. Recently, we were planning a trip for my birthday in October, and when we planned it, she said, quote unquote, that's a long time from now, to which I replied with, it's like 4 months. You don't think we'll make it there or what? She replied saying, LOL, I don't know.
Oh.
And in my head, I was like, damn, like that. I guess my question is based off of that statement she made about the lizard brain shit and then saying, I don't know. If we'll last till October, what should I do? Also, just last night from the morning, I'm writing this, she got pissed at me. We went to eat. She agreed to come inside for a little bit, but she said she wasn't staying. We started watching a movie and fell asleep and woke up at 1. She got pissed and left saying that I didn't wake her up like I was supposed to early in the night. Did I actually fuck up or no?
She mad because she
okay.
To go see the other nigga.
All right. So, again, prior to this question, he was working with a woman.
Uh-huh.
He 24, she 27, I think. Let me verify. Yes.
They had an age.
He 24, she 27. He works with her. One way or another, they start having sex. They start kicking it on that level. He starts catching feelings for her. He tells her, hey, I would like to date you in a serious fashion. She tells him, I don't see myself ever being married or ever being in a serious relationship. And let's not mess up our arrangement that we got right now. Let's keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes in to ask us, hey, should I keep messing with her or should I step back or whatever? We told him, yeah, all of that relationship shit, you need to remove yourself all the way because you done caught feelings already. And this ain't a healthy situation. She don't want that. So he says he took steps back. Mm-hmm. But when he took steps back, she started taking steps forward. Mm-hmm. Hey, I am open to dating.
I
think I do love you. Yeah, no, he didn't because he was still having sex.
Somebody said keep hitting.
Right. Well, I didn't say that. I told him to stop.
I may have said it smooth.
Smooth, I told him.
That's great. You don't know who's good at it.
But when he pulled back somewhat,
mm-hmm.
she started pulling forward.
He pulled out. She pulled back in.
She pulled back. She grabbed it and put it back in.
That's a wild statement.
And you know, so it then got to the situation where she starts saying, "I think I love you. I think I want to date. I think this. I think that." Right. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Okay, well, my birthday in October. Let's plan a trip for it." She's saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa."
And he's like, "Well, damn, you don't think we're gonna make it?" She's like, "LOL, I don't know." That was the response. What's y'all take on this?
On top of her
she embarrassed leaving. To be dating a 24-year-old, first of all. Second of all, you shouldn't be fucking with her. I thought we said this shit, though.
Yeah.
Why you need to write it?
She's still childish.
The fucking signs of what's on the field.
Yeah, she childish, bro.
Anybody get mad at you for not waking them up at 1 a.m. in the fucking morning after y'all been watching the movie, it's not your fucking thing.
That ain't your woman.
And any woman that don't want to plan a birthday party with you that's been saying something about she love you, she thinks she love you, ain't your woman. Because any woman that love you definitely wants to be a part of your birthday.
Facts.
And definitely wants to plan that mode.
Help us with your day.
Exactly. She going to treat like it's hers.
Facts.
Yeah. Get rid of her.
So what's the question?
She playing games.
Question is like how should he move? Like how?
Yeah,
how
we already
how
told him.
Yeah, how should he interpret?
We told him six months ago,
but he didn't want to listen.
Look, you already went back and hit.
Keep thinking with your dick.
Get out of there! Don't hit no more.
cut off, bro.
Stop fucking with them. Just
go to work. And when you see her, don't even give her that side hug. Hit her with that man handshake. How you doing?
Messing with it, with the
elbow on her chest.
Keep that separate.
Yeah, I agree with the boys. I mean, I think we told you what to do. You didn't listen, and now you're learning a harsh lesson that you didn't have to learn. You should have been removed yourself from the situation. You stayed, and this is what's the result of it. This girl's about games. It's clear. You know what I'm saying? Reverse psychology worked on her goofy ass. Mm-hmm. She started trying to come forward, trying to do whatever she could do to keep your ass close to her because she felt you slipping. And she got your ass. But then when you get to talking about serious commitment and making steps toward we, mm-hmm. she gets shaky again. That's not by accident, my boy. You should have been gone from that. And we're going to give you the same advice we gave you back then. Wrap that up and go find you a woman who actually tapping. Likes you, big dog.
Stop tapping. As long as you keep tapping, as long as it's good, you're going to keep liking her.
Facts.
And keep doing crazy stuff just to try to keep around, confusing yourself about wondering what you doing wrong. The only wrong that you doing is staying.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right, last one of the day, man. It's from Jim, Patreon. All righty then. My boy says, I met this girl when I was 19, 20 years old. We worked together. Mm-hmm. She's a year younger than I am. We were cool. I thought she was cute, but I never thought nothing much of it because she had a boyfriend at the time. We worked together for a year or two before she randomly started calling me at 1 or 2 a.m. every weekend while partying, ooh, trying to kick it. But I never got up with her. Always brushed her off, like hit me when you're not at a party or drunk or whatever.
Real.
We finally kicked it one time and we became inseparable. After messing around and talking for a few months, she officially became my girl when I was 21. Mm. She stopped partying, and we've been together ever since. We fell in love unexpectedly, and it was effing amazing. I proposed when I was 29, and she said yes. I'm 34 now. Here's the problem. I wasn't the most faithful person throughout those 13 years.
Okay.
I cheated and did my dirt and was moving sloppy. It wasn't for the entirety of the relationship, maybe a year or a few years in. Then I stopped, and then again a couple years later. I got caught up 3 years ago, and it's been a whirlwind of ups and downs ever since.
Okay.
I broke this girl. She loved me with everything she had. She poured everything she had into me and praised me and did all the things you could ever ask of a woman. She cooked. She stayed home with our 3 kids, and we were still having good sex a few times a week. Uh-huh. I destroyed her world. Cheated while we were engaged and pregnant with our 3rd child.
Damn!
She was devastated. She was devastated.
Sayonara.
She was devastated. But for the last 3 years, we've been off and on and off and on and trying to make it work. I've been trying to prove myself ever since. Show her that the person she fell for and thought she would spend the rest of her life with wasn't a lie.
Well,
it didn't take till shit hit the fan that my eyes opened and I saw the fuck shit I was doing and how much I could hurt her. She wants her space now. 3 years later, when I thought we were doing better. I'm struggling to give her this because we live together, and I just want to be with her. I love her, and I wish it hadn't taken till my big-ass age to see what I had in front of me. I was blessed with a good one at 21, and I couldn't get my shit together till it was too late. She only wants to be friends, that co-parent. And while she figures herself out, but I know she's been talking to this dude off and on for these last 2 years. I found out that she messed around with him earlier this year. He said, I'm fucked up, but I'm not going to trip too crazy, especially after all the shit I done did.
Good job.
I love this woman, and everything I'm doing and all the growth I've done in the last 3 years has been dedicated to her and our family. I know what I want, and that's my family back, and to love her like the queen she is. How do I give her this space she's looking for? I'm really and truly a different man today. I don't even put myself in situations where I can be confused for entertaining these hoes. My whole focus is being a better person and doing what I need to make sure my family is happy. How do I prove to this woman that I'm 100% genuine about wanting to be with and loving her correctly? What would y'all do in my shoes?
Move out.
Leave.
I'm gone.
Find a new woman.
Mm. I wouldn't even say that. You got to find yourself for real.
She want her space.
To see if you really, you understand me? And then on top of that, on her end, give her that space to see if she really want to play in this field for real.
Man, she done.
The ball she done. Is no longer in your court, nigga.
She is done with the situation right now.
She knew but you fucked you don't up the know. First time, and she let you fuck up again.
Yeah, but you don't know if the nigga she dealing with is a fuck nigga like you was.
She don't even care.
As soon as he dropped the ball, you slide back in. But you got to give her that space.
No.
He said he's been cooling for the last 3 years. So I got to give him that respect. And he kept it 100.
The dude she fucking with dropping balls.
Hey.
In her guts.
Hey. It's a difference between getting that ass and staying with it and having a relationship.
She ain't trying to stay with it. She done with staying in a relationship.
No. I'm not talking about with him, with the dude, with him. Smooth. I'm talking about with the new cat.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new cat.
He broke her.
That is true.
That's what he said.
By his words.
He broke her.
Getting broke off.
But we all know, man. We all know this about women, bro. You understand me? Good women. Good women. You prove yourself enough. She'll give you another shot.
Man.
Right now, she want a space. I get it. I understand. And you should, when she told you that, you should have gave her a space, moved out, you know what I'm saying, and co-parent and see how that shit was going to go. That
might take years.
I understand that, but he know what she
years.
Is. He know what he is. He know what she is. He know what he fucked up.
Three
and
kids.
He know what he want back.
Put him on child
support. Her wishes are so you friendship realize, and co-parent.
What he not understanding, what y'all not understanding is she got three kids, right? Goddamn me, she started dating another guy. Maybe her kid don't want it to. Maybe one or two of the kids don't like this motherfucker. Yeah, that's going to put a strain on that relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because she a good woman. You know what I'm saying? So she going to respect all that shit. And if the kids don't agree with it, even though she may like the nigga, she may leave the nigga. That gives you room. You got to understand, you got a slim chance. Slim chance.
Don't give him no hope.
Smooth though. Just real context is important here. Context is important.
Mm-hmm.
He said she been dealing with the dude for 2 years, mm-hmm. a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
She just started smashing this year.
Yeah, but he ain't
so
with the
I
kids.
Think the dude done met the kids in 2 years.
Nah, he ain't met the kids.
In 2 years?
Trust me, he ain't met them kids. You know why?
How do we know?
If she a good woman, she kept it respectful on some. Let me creep around with the nigga.
I done met some guys.
That's crazy.
Don't do that.
Hey,
jaw
if,
bone.
If she let the other dude meet the kids, bro, in these 2 years while y'all been
beat
living
them
together,
down with the kids in the next room.
But was she next living with a dude?
Room.
Was she living with a dude?
No.
Exactly. They living together. Her and the dude living together.
Sending the baby some melatonin.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Bit of drill.
Baby going to bed at 6:30 p.m.
Sleep till 6:30 the next day.
Kid wake up at 9. She's still getting beat down.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
He knock on the door. You got to stop. Damn.
That's how it go.
It's a cold game, man.
Hey, when a woman wants some cooch,
you can
some
say dick. They living together, but 9 times out of 10, she didn't make that nigga move out. Guarantee you.
Yeah, especially now that she's talking about she need a space. Because how you gonna get the space?
He might have a key to the house, but I guarantee she lived there, and she didn't make him move out.
Damn.
And I know them situations because I've been. But on what I'm saying is, I'd have been there when a nigga done walked in the house and I'm leaving the house.
When a woman's fed up, it ain't nothing you can do.
My bad.
If I'm you, I'm gone. I'm gone. But if you want your family back, it's going to take you some time and you're going to have to depend on these niggas to be fuck niggas. That's what you're going to depend on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it boils down to patience, big dog. I mean, you done dug your grave by your own admission. You know, this is 13 years of a relationship, and you know you done been dogging her out for a lot of it. You know, and she just so happened to find out. So it's, you know, again, you can't put a timetable on somebody else healing.
Nope,
that's just not reality. Now you can be a stand up guy, you can be changed, you can be everything that you're telling us you are, but it don't matter. It's about what she feeling, and it's about her timetable as far as getting around to seeing you differently. She made it very clear. I want to be friends. I want to be co-parents. That's it. That's all. And once a woman gets to that point, and then she start dating other dudes and entertaining other dudes and start having sex with other dudes, yeah, it's not. It ain't nothing that you're going to be able to do that's going to work overnight, or it's nothing that you're going to be able to do right now that's going to push it. All you can do is just be consistent and be stand up in your role that you are now. If you do want your family back, you got to be consistent to be stand up. That's not saying that you don't date women or whatever the case may be, but You need to be picking them kids up on time. You need to be showing up there. You need to be communicating with her, keeping it at the level that she comfortable with. Don't try to push it. Hey, let's go out on a date. No, none of that. Let's keep it what it is, but just be a stand-up guy. Be there for her, do what she need. And, you know, hopefully, just like Smooth said, you bet on them dudes to be fuck niggas, and eventually they going to break up, and then you might get your window. But you got to be patient to get that window because you done dug your own grave. Yep.
Hell, who's to say? He might meet a woman. You know what I'm saying? That you can take serious and you cannot make the same mistakes you made with this first woman.
Yeah, but I mean, but again, man, say he want his family back.
I understand, so but if she leaves and get her another man,
yeah,
you got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, another caveat is the fact that he knows that she also stepped out. So y'all getting back together?
She didn't step out.
Well, not stepped out, but she got with somebody.
Right. 2 years.
Okay.
So. Him knowing that she also out. Did that.
They not divorced.
Step out.
Right.
They
but I'm saying
they not divorced and they live together.
I'm saying she got some action.
But they say you can be legally separated, right?
But they live together.
They not legally separated.
How do we know?
He said that. He said they still live together.
Yeah, their names may be on the lease, but just like Kenny said, if the woman asks for space, how much space are we going to get in the same house?
A woman can ask for space and you can just about to move out. You just be like, all right, I'm cool. Let me get up out of here.
Right.
But my point was knowing that somebody else had been inside that woman, he not gonna think the same. They can get back together. That's gonna be in the back of his mind.
He ain't got no leverage.
Nothing.
He ain't got nothing.
He tore up.
He gotta suck that up.
Pause.
Hey.
Pause.
Flag on the flag. Why we gotta do that?
Where my flag at?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that was egregious.
That was
egregious.
But nah, he really gonna have to. Pause. He gonna have to suck that up and live with that. You gonna have to live with that. If he get back with this woman, you don't wanna ask no questions about whoever this cat was. You don't wanna ask none of that. You wanna dead that shit, bro. Cause you understand what you did and who you was to this woman.
Mm.
So if y'all ever get back on the same tracks together, wash the slate clean. You don't want to know nothing. She ain't got to tell you nothing. Goddamn me. And keep it pushing like that. Because the moment you peek in that rear view to ask her questions about these other niggas, it's going to throw another divide in y'all. If you can get back to where you want to be with your family.
And that's a big if.
Yep, right.
And go to the streets.
But if I'm telling you,
say you belong
get to the streets,
university.
The streets
belong to me. It's like home to me.
Goddamn me, you could teach a lot of these kids on how not to make the mistakes you made.
That's very true. Well, we praying for you, big dog. Prayers to all parties involved. Hopefully you can get your family back, man. You know, on that note, we're going to go on and wrap this thing up. Y'all boys got any last words before we get up out of here?
If you think you're lonely now,
ooh, yeah.
Wait until tonight, girl. And I'll be back before you know it. Not at all.
Come on.
Just you get love. Oh, that's the wrong song.
Lord have mercy, man. For one, man, salute to the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Understand me, salute the Crusader Nation. We got some things cooking up, man. Got some things cooking up. Again, the hats are in now. By the time y'all hear this podcast, they will be available for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And the brand new shots will be available for purchase as well. So just stay tuned, tap
I
in,
might
man.
Have on tomorrow.
You understand me? As soon as y'all hit, y'all going to be able to go to the website and purchase it. Big dog, that's cruelseason.com. Salute to B-Box, man. We got our competition running for the $2,500 giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
We still, you know, the link will be in the description if you're watching it on YouTube. If you're watching it on Instagram or Facebook, the link is in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the bio, tap the link, make sure y'all enter the win, man. It's $2,500. Competition comes to an end on the 13th. Winner will be announced. Whoever has the most points, y'all know how this thing works. So looking forward to that. And yeah, man, just keep on rocking with us, man. We appreciate all the support. We appreciate all the love. Everything is going up, you know, at a rapid pace, and we continue to maintain that level of rising. So thank y'all. We're gonna get up out of here.
And rising.
He just can't help it, sir. But yeah, we're gonna get up out of here, man. Travis Scott album just came out, so I gotta play one of these records off of here, man. It's a record called Topia Twins. It's Travis Scott, Rob 4-9, 21 Savage. We appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. We are gone.
Twin bitches, twin bitches, twin bitches hopping off a jet ski. Twin bitches, twin bitches, twin bitches hopping off a jet ski.
Yeah, it's so hard to hide. I'm a dog, nigga. I make a mistake and short. Where I shoot my shot at all these hoes, I fuck my up. Travis, what if they twins and they Siamese, but they won't fuck us both? Yeah. Buy what she want and suck her toes, I'm trying to make her come. Told her throw it back and put that pussy on me. Yeah.
Told her sit it on his dick, I took the glizzy on me. And you know this life been busy, man, I'm busy on me. And I come through, throw a pack, she never leave me lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do no cuddles, can't stay till the morning. She an angel in the streets, a demon undercover. Lot of shorty like I hate her, fuck her like I love her.
I be stunned like my dad, I'm from New Orleans Project. Yeah.
Sitting sideways with a drink while I think. Bitches get cold in the summer, keep a meat. Tell me what you doing for. Ben, I think another nigga do it for before you blink. Highway moving right behind me, a fleet. If she get too annoying, find a beach. Twin bitches, twin bitches. Twin bitches hopping up a jet ski.
Twin bitches, twin Drakes. Twin Glock, twin jets. Charter planes, I don't ride props. Slow stroke, yeah. Front of back, I been drinking wop. X-rays, CAT scans, nigga ask my op. 10 bad bitches in the studio, they all props. Treat them niggas like rhythmic radio, they all pop. Shoulda got some lipo, she got shots, now her ass drop. Slime sitting in a cell, I bet he coming home like pop.
Oh God.
She give me wet mouth, I need a mop. I don't want that clean head, little bitch, I want that slop.
21.
She can't bring her phone, ain't no giving out my drop. Rockin' Land Vans when I step on niggas' blocks.
Oh God.
Need a dealer license, all these cars I done cop. They keep looking for a head, but it's going down like job.
21.
Oh, he think he tough, he just actin', he the rock.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, give me 2 days, I bet he drop.
Pussy.
Sitting sideways with a drink while I think. Bitches get cold in the summer, keep a meat. Tell me what you doing for. Ben, I think another nigga do it for before you blink. Highway moving right behind me, a fleet. If she get too annoying, find a beach. Twin bitches, twin bitches. Twin bitches hopping up a jet ski. It's not electric, this shit gassed up. Can you catch it? The Virgil jet ski, 101-150, check the leverage. Got two twins, they top tier, that's my favorite fetish. Deep in the throat, tissue tear, I'm a favorite beverage. Ran out of time, made 10 APs, man, I can't retire. Been on the road, collecting rubber bands to match a tire. I got the vision, ain't no dipping in that ayahuasca. This shit get thicker than a bitch with stripes, LSU town. Twin, call her twin, tell her I'm in town now.
21.
London bitch, she wanna leak, she dropped a pin to pound town.
21.
Astic, when she walk it, got his own surround sound.
Yeah.
And she tryna ride me like a wave, I'ma drown. She say she like the way the soul chop it, make her bounce. She from the west, but when she with me, she from down south. Flew in the town, I took hotel, but to the townhouse. I send the drop, they hit the drop, we brought the drivers out.
Oh,
sitting sideways with a drink while I think. Bitches get cold in the summer, keep a meat. Tell me what you doing for. Ben, I think another nigga do it for before you blink.
Oh,
highway moving right behind me, a fleet. If she get too annoying, find a beach. Twin bitches, twin bitches.
Yeah.
Twin bitches hopping off a jet ski.